Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pax.
And welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Happy New Year, assholes!
You're gonna do this for every occasion?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to someone in the world, asshole.
I'm pretty much gonna call the listeners assholes.
For every occasion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy Labor Day, assholes!
Okay, so this usually comes out at like 9 a.m. on a Thursday. Some people listen to this the first thing in the morning and they just get called an asshole immediately by Jermaine.
I'm sick of hashtag people doing hashtag Gape Nation. I want it to be now hashtag assholes.
Very. I thought you hated Gape Nation because it's yucky because it reminds you of assholes.
That's right.
Assholes is
yeah. And now you're literally going to go to the asshole.
I forgot because I when I say assholes, I don't think of assholes. I think of
like jerks.
Yeah, I think jerks, of jerks. Right.
Well, when I think of gaping, I don't think of assholes, Jermaine. You're putting that on Gape Nation, and Gape Nation doesn't appreciate
nah,
it.
They don't.
They don't.
Yeah, we vibe. We've got emails.
Alright. So, yeah.
Thanks for listening again, assholes.
This is right. I don't want hashtag assholes trending. Hashtag
you know what? Just because Jermaine doesn't want it.
Our pocket. Oh, fuck. <out.
laughs> Can you send some fan art that says hashtag assholes with Jermaine on it?
Everyone in the Gape Nation, just anything you want on social media, at Jermaine, hashtag assholes.
I like it if people don't know the podcast. But then someone like tweets or whatever and they're like, you'll listen to this podcast, hashtag Gape Nation, hashtag assholes. People are going to be thinking about.
And then the next week we're like, oh yeah, can we make hashtag enemas a thing?
as the Gape Master, I'm going to say right now, don't put Gape Nation and assholes together.
Yeah. Maybe put a buffer word in the middle. Like, yeah, put hashtag Gape Nation, hashtag love,
hashtag
assholes.
Yeah, if you've got
If love you assholes?
No,
it's a trap.
No, actually, no. Gape
there's
Nation.
There's nothing wrong with loving assholes.
No,
by the way.
I just Nation, want to make it clear. There's nothing wrong with loving assholes.
Gape Nation and assholes don't not in the same post.
Yeah,
we right, because Gape Nation doesn't want that stigma. Because yeah. Gaping again can refer to anything.
Yeah, lots
open,
of things.
Wide,
hit,
deep.
It, hit us quick.
Grand Canyon.
Bang. Gaping.
Holes.
Gaping.
Holes in the wall.
Even more gaping.
That's another kind of hole.
Wells.
Gaping.
Also another kind of hole.
Your butthole.
Oh, no!
There was a few things before that.
Yeah, that's good. Is it good enough? A bag of leaves.
Very gaping.
An open bag of leaves.
Very
just gaping. The gender pay gap. Gaping.
But hopefully getting less gaping.
Yeah. Let's that's hope. One thing that we want to
get gape out
with.
Of gaping.
Yeah.
We want
to de-gape that.
We want to de-gape the gender pay gap. We love as many things as possible to be part of Gape Nation.
Except
the gender pay gap. Yes.
Oh my word.
Oh my word. Oh my word. With Jermaine Ross.
Jermaine's so
subscribe
frustrated.
Now on Apple.
Jermaine's so frustrated he's becoming white. Oh my word.
Wow.
I am flabbergasted.
Goodness me.
Oh my word.
This is outrageous. What is the other?
Wait, becoming white. You are half white. It's
part white.
It's in there. It's in you.
Yeah. Yeah, it
just
is.
Tapping into it.
Yeah, you just all you're doing is you're tapping into
yeah,
it.
Just tapping into that shit.
Yeah, you're like Goku.
He's embracing it. Yeah, yeah, he's got mad potential.
He's got so much potential.
So much white potential.
White potential.
You're like Super Saiyan God is like becoming a CEO of like some Fortune 500 country.
Just a guy in background.
But I still get long hair, flowing blonde hair as well.
The CEO of the other company, eh?
He's got like a scouter on. It's like... And it like breaks and like explodes off his face.
That's the funniest though, eh? The struggling ad-libs that people do.
On Dragon Ball. Imagine going to the recording booth and just doing that for like hours. Because they have to do it for so many episodes.
They need to cover it. My favorite, that one is more, you just got hit with a Kamehameha and you've like been slammed into a mountain.
Yeah, there's different kinds.
My favorite one is the one where you hit someone with a Kamehameha and it does zero damage. Oh, and it's just... It's way more subtle.
Yeah.
You thought you were gonna end him.
Yeah.
And you've lost your breath.
Yeah. And it's like super close up and the pupils like moving.
Vibrating.
Majin Buu out here like I don't know, is that how Majin Buu laughs?
Depends what kind of Buu. Majin Buu laughs like
What was the original Buu?
Majin Buu.
That's the first Buu?
It goes Majin Buu, Super Buu, Kid Buu.
Oh, right. Yeah, Kid Buu.
Yeah. And then Peekaboo.
All right. Should we move on with the idea of the podcast?
Yeah. With the idea? Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, let's
kick off. Every time it's still a hangover from the issues podcast.
Yeah, you want to say let's kick off with the issues, eh?
Yeah, I need to come up with a new thing to say.
Yeah, okay, should we do it now?
Yeah, let's figure out a thing to say. What about, and I'll say every
let's
time.
Kick off with the show.
No. All right, it is time for our first segment.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but then you have to say, remember to say second segment for the second one.
Every
time. All right, it's time for the first segment.
I think the audience gets the idea by that point. They're like, oh, that's the first segment's done. Now what's going to happen?
I don't want to underestimate the Gape Nation. All right, it's time for the first segment.
All right, it is time for the first segment.
Let's do it.
Who is it?
It's me, baby.
Oh, you. Okay, here we go. James's Corner of Fun.
This is how we jake off. It really exposes how I can't sing in that first part.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I just want to say I recorded that at 1 a.m. I was in bed and I was like, I had an idea. I was like, I'm going to do the thing and I forgot to do it. And then that night, I was about to go to bed and then we had the podcast in the morning and I recorded it in bed sitting down.
On your phone?
No, on my laptop.
Mm. Oh, because it sounds shit. Did you have to like sing it quietly?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of whispering and I couldn't like fully belt.
It adds to it though.
I think you should redo it and like belt it out.
Like James Corner of Fun.
Yeah,
whoa,
like that.
Oh, damn, you are bad.
Oh wow, terrible.
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back.
Like that level. All right, I'll redo it one day. Like
you should do a different. No, actually, no.
Or how about this level?
His name is Lee, goddammit.
That's just talking.
Yeah, that's talking. This is the angry black man.
I'm going to do a full version of that song where it's like a music video. And it's me dancing everything.
All right. We'll do a shot-for-shot remake of This Is How We Do It.
But for the Jake-off. That would be
this
unreal.
This is how we jake off on Friday night. My hands feel so tight.
Once upon a time in 2019, we don't make money off our podcast, even though it's mean. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Hashtag bars. All right.
Anyway.
On the Jake Off this week. Listen, it's the new year.
Happy New Year, assholes.
Imagine if we just started the podcast again from there.
Is that from a movie?
Happy New Year,
Merry
assholes?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That's right.
And a Happy New Year. Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. That's right. Well, also from the OG movie. Isn't that from another movie? He's watching a movie.
No, I think it's...
Just a made-up movie.
It's a made-up movie.
Oh, yo! Is that a made-up movie for
Did
that
you think
movie?
It was a real movie?
I thought it was a real movie.
Did you think it was like Scarface or something?
Yeah,
like
one of those old-ass fucking movies that white people love.
You haven't
love.
Seen Scarface?
Yeah, I have seen Scarface.
Brown people love Scarface.
No, brown people do love Scarface. But I'm talking like Citizen Kane. You know, like, oh, sure. I don't know if you've seen Citizen Kane. Yeah, sure. And you're like, yo, fuck.
I haven't seen Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's a new year.
New year.
Is Citizen Kane about Kane the wrestler?
Applying to be a citizen?
Citizen Kane retiring from the WWE and becoming a citizen?
Yo, if they made a documentary...
He moved to the UK.
Listen, if they made a documentary about Kane running for mayor of Knox County, it would be called
Citizen Kane.
Wow.
But the actual Citizen Kane is C-A-I-N, right? But this Kane
would
be...
No, it's Kane.
No, the original movie.
No, it's
Kane.
Kane.
Yeah.
My
Kane. Yeah. Yeah, it's Kane.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's Citizen Kane.
Anyway. What are you talking about again?
By the way, quickly.
Yeah.
Did you guys know any Kanes growing up?
Yeah, I did.
Were Kanes always real...
Burnt?
Burnt in a fire?
Burnt in a fire? Had a brother who was an undertaker?
Yeah.
I feel like I've known two Kanes, and both of them have been troublemakers.
Like that classic class clown.
Yeah.
They're out here choke-slamming and tombstoning people.
Yeah, choke-slamming people through the tables.
Yeah.
Friggin' chucking their brothers in coffins.
You should have seen the teacher trying to deal with Kane when he was a kid.
Ripping the doors off cages.
Yeah, burying
Yeah, they people. Were actually. The Kane that I knew was.
Yeah, there's something about naming your kid Kane that just sets them on the wrong path.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what it is. Maybe being named a
thing. Do you reckon that's a thing? Yeah, like where you can kind of...
Is that a
thing? Take like the attributes of your
name. Yeah, the name gives you the attributes of who you know. Like, you know,
we were talking about with like Tyson Fury, right? So like his name's Tyson Fury, and it's like, well, I'm gonna be a boxer.
Yeah, you can only be a fighter or a stripper. Those are the only two things you can be.
Chippendales.
Chippendales. If your name is Tyson Fury,
yeah, I think there's something to that. If your name's like Big Dick Sexy, I feel like.
What if your name?
His name is Lee. Goddammit.
What if your name's Lee? Goddammit.
Then you just...
Then you have to email the podcast.
Yeah, you have to email us.
Email them. You message the podcast on a regular basis.
Shout out to Mr. Goddammit.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, so it's a new year.
Yeah.
And you know how, you know, whenever a new year happens, people always get on their New Year's resolutions buzz.
New year, new me.
Yeah, new year, new me vibe.
Yeah.
And I guess for my segment this week, I just want to talk about the idea of New Year's resolutions. Okay. I want to talk about everything around it. No,
what
I do know what it is. No, I want to know what yours
year starts.
No, he's explaining it. Listen.
I want to know.
Let me New Year explain to you.
New Year explain. Don't New Year explain to me.
So do you? So okay, are you bringing this up because you have one?
No, because I want to. Like, yes, I do, but also I
want
to know what if you guys have one.
Well, no,
for 2019.
Well, we want to know your one first.
Yeah.
I want to be a better listener.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just want to listen to stuff more.
Well, listen to this.
Jackie again?
Did you listen to that? Because you said you want to be a better listener.
I did listen to it.
Great.
I'm nailing it.
Good start.
I just want to be a better listener.
Listen to this.
I always dreamed to square Marvin.
Nah, you weren't listening to that one.
No, I was listening.
Were you?
Damn.
Nah, fuck, I was thinking about kombucha.
Yeah.
I just want to be a better, because I feel like I'm on my phone a lot, and I drift off.
Yep.
I tend to, like... Don't active listen. I drift off heaps, and then because I've had like so. My girlfriend Nipsey Hussle has brought this up.
Is Nipsey frustrated with you drifting off a lot?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh man, that
do
is
you get that too?
Oh man, a month
maybe it's
ago,
like a men woman thing.
Here's the thing. No, it's not, because here's the thing. A month ago, me and my wife got into, I wouldn't say a massive argument.
Yeah, debate.
Things got heated between us.
Yeah.
Not heated, but tense. Things got tense between us.
As heated as Diabetes Gate? Last week. When we
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Is that what we're calling it?
No,
Diabetes Gate.
That's what I'm calling it.
No, Diabetes Gate was child's play. Compared to this.
Oh, wow. This is volcanic heat.
Yeah.
What
this
happened?
Is molten core.
What happened?
So... I got really frustrated at Shawla, because Shawla, who is my wife, I feel like my wife should have a rapper name as
Snoop Dogg.
Nah, she's more like...
Dr. Dre.
Nah, she's Twista.
Twista?
Oh.
She just speak fast?
Yeah, she speaks fast.
Okay, she speaks fast from
You're
Chicago.
Like, what'd you say? I can't keep up. I'm sick of you not doing the dishes every day. You know, mother.
You never take out the rubbish every day. You never take out the rubbish. You never take out the dishwasher.
Take out the rubbish and take out the dishwasher?
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, I love you so much.
I love you so much. Can you give me a ride? Can you take me to this? Can you take me to time? Pick the kids up from daycare. What is that?
Yeah, how come your guys' things are all the women giving chores? That's not all. Why is
no, I love you so much. I said I love you so much.
I said I love you so much.
Only
I threw that offer out first.
I thought at the same time.
What about... You got a great wardrobe.
No, I'll tell you why, Jermaine. Because I know Pax doesn't do shit, and so he has to be told to do stuff.
I resent that, but it's fair.
It's just shit happens, bro.
Very true. So, Me and what Twister. Uh-huh. No, I got mad at Twister because Twister has started a online business, right?
Yeah.
And it's not massive. It's just a small...
Do you want to plug it?
No, okay. I don't, because I don't know if she's ready to like put it out
launch,
like that.
To launch it.
Yeah. She's got like a small clientele and she's like working on it. So it's not massive, but she's really enjoying it and she's really like engaged in it, right? Sick. Which is great.
Yeah.
But I got frustrated at her because... she would constantly go on her phone now because she's like dealing with her business, right? So I'd be talking to her and then out of nowhere, she just stops engaging and just goes on her phone.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, of you. Yeah,
you're the Nipsey.
Yes, I'm the Nipsey, but...
Yes.
But...
but...
Surely... Twister... said to me, you know what?
Yeah.
You do the same to me. And I was like, do I? Because if I do... Please tell me because I've just realized how frustrating,
it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So X, she's like, okay.
You do the same to me.
To you?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
So that like feeling how it feels makes me horrified that I do that, right?
Oh,
right.
It's a classic thing of walk a mile in someone's shoes.
Yeah, like when you feel it, then you go, oh man, I need to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So then Charlotte, nip.
You know what? You just love Twister so much that you can't. You know,
No, I need to get used to it.
Yeah,
Twister said, you do that to me.
The love of my life, Twister.
I was like, at first, classic dude in a relationship. I got defensive at first.
Like, no, I don't.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? But then I calmed myself down and started listening and realized, you know what? If I do this, I should be open to it. So we had a massive argument about it, but now we're both on the same page and we both want to do exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
where we like more. We need to listen to each other more and stop being distracted by the world.
I think actively it's hard though because when you think about it, your phone is limitless possibilities. Yeah. The internet is like that's the most stimulating thing in the world, right?
That's I do find that interesting that you got frustrated at that.
Yeah,
because it has to do with her work.
Yeah,
because I have the same with my wife. Oh, what are we going to call her? Chelsea. And
great rapper name.
The rapper Chelsea?
The rapper Chelsea. Chelsea Jade. Is she a rapper? She's a singer.
Chelsea Jade.
Chelsea Jade.
I've never heard of Chelsea Jade before.
James Googles things.
James Googles things.
When she's doing work, let it happen.
Yeah.
I let it slide because work is important that she...
Well, I mean, there's like work balance, right? So I think
work is important for her to be... like
balanced. A balanced individual.
No. To put in 110%.
Sure. Into her.
Like into her work. And so I'm like, all right, and if I don't want to get
but
in the
do,
way
do you
that,
not get frustrated when... That starts to encroach on maybe time that you want to spend with her?
Nah.
Here's the thing
that's
about...
very patient of you.
Here's the thing about my situation is that the way our relationship has been structured is that Twister's been in charge of the kids and the home situation, and I've been in charge of making the money. Those are the jobs that we've had.
Yeah.
So now... Twister's decided to start a business, and that is now work, right?
Yeah,
because
she's
bringing in not a lot of money, but she's bringing some money, and that's helpful.
Not a lot of money.
Yeah,
but...
whoa, fucking shady.
But the money
she could have said that about your stand up when you first started.
You know what? No,
he's bringing in some money. Not a lot of money.
No, it's not that she could have said it. She said it. So
you ain't bringing in a lot of money.
The thing is, no. But you know what's so helpful about an income coming in from the other side?
What
is that? We have two incomes.
Yeah, that is.
That seems like the most basic thing ever, but now we have two incomes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, this is crazy. Anyway, I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
I'm so used to that not happening. So it was jarring for me at first.
No, but.
So I completely vibe with what you're saying.
No, but even then, it hasn't been like that our whole relationship.
Right.
It's more recently she's taking on jobs that she's more passionate about.
Well, I guess you're just a better person than me.
Yeah, no, I'm like, that's why I'm like, that's infinitely patient. Like, I can't.
Yeah, well, I just want to...
And I understand when she does get frustrated because I'm like, man, I'm on my phone a lot today.
For me, like, it's her, like, she's passionate about, you know, like, doing the work that she's doing, and I want to support it so she doesn't feel that there's any, that she should hold back, you know? Yeah. Like, there was one thing where she worked with someone and that person was like, they worked overseas mainly, and they were like, yo, you're great at your job, I should bring you over. I can't remember if it was Australia or maybe it was even all the way to England, but she was like, I bring you over to work on this thing.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Jade said that to me. And she was like, but I couldn't do that. And I was like, you could do that. We could figure that out. Like, if you wanted to do that, if it was a good job, if it was going to be fulfilling for you, we could figure that out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in movies when there's two people and they're meeting up and like one lives like in New York and one lives in LA and then like the girl has to like give up her career to be with the guy. Yeah. That fucks me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck him. Like, do your career. Like, make that pop off.
It also depends
Fulfill yourself.
It also depends on the person. Like, some people value the relationship more than the career. Like, the career comes
up. No, but I think it shouldn't. What Jermaine's saying is like,
you should be able to figure it out.
Yeah. You should be at least, at the very least, you should be able to negotiate something.
Yeah,
if you want both,
of course.
Anyway, what's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I was like, hold on, how did this go from this go from like oh yeah, listening to like your partner
Jermaine
not wanting
marriage
like, yeah,
situation,
your partner not wanting to anyway. But I want to know I'm nearly out of time for the Jake off. But this is the climax now.
What are our news?
Yeah, what are you guys? Because I want to listen more. I just want to be a better listener.
Ah.
What about you guys?
That's very serendipitous, James.
Oh, serendipitous.
Because you said you wanted to listen more, and your whole Jakeoff, you've just been sitting there listening.
Yeah.
Yo,
I just want to be.
You didn't say anything? You didn't get frustrated?
Don't get me wrong. I still want to talk at strangers for money. Like, I'm not about to be like, what can I, like, give it up for James Rocket? And I just come out and I'm like, but what are you guys up to? And I just wait for people to tell me.
Don't get me wrong. This whole segment, I've been fuming.
I've just been like, come on, let me at him. Let me say something.
What's your
I don't have New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there's anything in your life that you want to...
Are you more of a process-oriented guy?
Mm. I try and do it whenever. Like I don't use New Year's as an excuse to change.
Yeah.
However...
You know what?
However...
I'll stop being racist in the new year.
But I'll start in the new
however,
year.
However...
Yeah.
I don't change.
Great.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I know you're changing.
Very good qualities in a person. I'm fine.
No. I'm not saying I'm not saying I'm perfect.
You know your character defects.
Yeah.
Like, are you a bit like, you're like, oh, I've done this in the past where I'm like, I'll be like this, but then I never change, so why the fuck should I even...
No, it's not that.
Oh, it was just
it's just lazy. I don't agree. It's mainly health.
Shit happens, bro.
No, that was good. That was facts at that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How'd you know where it is on the pad?
I just guessed. I just put my finger out.
It could have been anything.
Yeah, and God guided me.
It Jesus, literally.
Take the wheel.
It could have called someone. 1-1-1. Well, are you speaking to New Zealand police?
Yeah. But okay. Do you have a news resolution?
My one's really simple. It's drink more water.
Be
hydrated. Because me and Twister bought a new fancy scale that tells you all the details. So like your body weight, your muscle mass, your hydration levels. It like tells you everything.
How do you know all that?
I think you step on these like metal plates and like magnetic charges go up your body.
Yeah, it sends stuff, electric currents through, and it can tell by how fast or how long it takes to get to the other thing around.
Something like that.
Technology is wild, son. Yeah.
So everything is
fine. It can also guess like what you're thinking. Like,
and then it comes up on the screen.
Hungry.
Like,
horny.
So everything is fine. It's not great. Like my weight is fine, but not great. Everything is not crazy, except for my hydration was way under.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
Is that why you brought a drink bottle today?
I literally have a drink.
Wow.
I need to... Yeah. The scale was like, yo, you dry,
son. You know what? To be honest, that might... Because we've been concerned about your health before, PAX.
Yeah.
Maybe that might help it.
It might be the root cause of a lot of things.
Yeah.
That I'm not hydrated.
Root.
Oh my fucking! I love how you hate gaping,
but you think,
but you love like doo doo and root is hilarious. Is the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing for that. Okay, I like that. Stay hydrated.
Yes, if I ever mixtape.
Sorry, the timing of that was bad.
I'm sorry. If I ever catch you without a drink bottle,
oh jeez,
I swear to God.
Oh God.
Don't fucking let me.
I'm scared.
Don't you fucking. I'll back him. I'll tackle him to the days, bro.
Fucking. I will. Oh boy. You don't want to know, bro.
What are you gonna do,
bro? He'll fucking.
I'm gonna fucking dunk you in the ocean.
Bro, funnel in your mouth.
Hydrate, hydrate, motherfucker. Drink salt water.
Maybe more a lake than the ocean. The ocean's like salt water.
This is interesting. Can you hydrate by dunking yourself in water? Like jumping in a lake?
Nah,
you gotta drink
it. Your skin doesn't like absorb it.
You're not a fucking Pokemon, mate.
Maybe your skin does absorb it.
Does it? I don't know. I mean, it goes like something.
Don't come out here with like the friggin' sure of it vibe.
Sure of it
vibe. Maybe skin does.
I don't know, but nah.
Like, you imagine if a man is like a dry prune.
Like a sponge, right?
Yeah, and then you throw him in the water. You would assume he like...
Maybe. Why don't we dry someone?
Why don't we leave someone in the sun?
If there's any listeners here willing to be a guinea pig for
we
us.
We dry people like razors. Like we put them out on a sheet. We put a sheet outside and we just lie someone down. Just stay here for a week.
We'll pay you in petrol vouchers and then we'll throw you into a lake.
Is that the end of
that's
the
jack off, baby. Hit me. James's corner of fun. Sing louder. This is how we
jake off. Yeah, cool. All right, yeah. Time for the.
That was lovely, guys. Happy New Year, ourselves.
Yeah, Happy New Year, ourselves.
Happy New Year, good people.
Who's next?
So, all right, time for the second segment. Who wants to go next? Me or you?
I don't know.
Oh. This is the kind of stuff that should be decided before the show.
I'll close my eyes and I'll just stab at the screen and whoever's sting plays.
Fuck, if my sting plays again by accident, I'm going to have to come up with a whole new thing.
Here we go.
It's time for gaping, time for gaping. It's open and wide and it's open and wide and it's very wide and bright. It's dark inside.
Come on, jump in! I'm going to be
gaping with Pax.
That wasn't by chance. The blue flame guided your hand.
Shout out to the right blue button. Flame.
All right. What is
this week on Gaping, I have friends outside of you guys.
Oh, I was like, are we not your friends, Pex?
Yeah. No. I have friends outside of you guys.
I'm made proud of you, bro.
Yeah, Pex. Man. That's hard. It's hard to make friends as an adult.
It sounds like we're joking.
Yeah.
We're not joking.
No, genuinely.
It's hard.
Yeah. Without everyone looking at you like you're a psycho, like
yeah,
yeah.
It is hard, but I'm gonna be honest. I don't even want more friends.
Oh,
I'm cool with the amount of friends I got.
Oh,
no new friends?
No new friends.
You on that Drake? No new friends, buzz?
Yeah, bro.
Ever?
No new friends.
What if you lose some of your current friends? Do you want to replace
new friends? Feels quite extreme, though. Eh?
The song?
Yeah.
No my new one, friends. My one problem. I'm fine with Steve and Carol.
My one problem is I only like to have a friend, like I don't like to double up on friends with the same name. So if I've got a friend...
So with me?
If I've got a friend named Jackie...
Jackie again?
Get out of here, second Jackie.
Oh my God.
Did you know that's where that was going, James?
No.
Set up for a gang?
That's good. That's a good setup. You got me.
Oh my God.
It should be like some new friends.
Yeah. A couple of new friends.
Every
if they're cool.
2.5 years.
Yeah, but it's not for me. So.
Cycle, your friends.
So you relate. You relate to that song.
What if you lose some of your friends? Yeah. Would you want to replace them with new friends?
Maybe.
What do you mean by lose some of your
friends? I don't know. Maybe they die. Or maybe they move to Korea.
I think being... being a comedian,
yeah,
there's a lot of
camaraderie.
Yeah, camaraderie.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I do have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
in comedy
who just understand what you.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not people I go to with like problems in my life.
Would you go to us with problems, Jermaine?
No, I don't trust y'all.
Damn, I'd like to think that you can come to us with your problems.
You're just gonna be out here just making fun of me.
I don't make fun of you, Jermaine. I try to help you all the time.
Pax makes fun of me.
Well, he's a monster.
Yeah, don't come to me with your
I will roast you.
Anyway, you got friends?
Also, can I just say, do you guys find it difficult to talk to people who aren't comedians? It's happening to me more and more.
Nah, I like talking to people who aren't
comedians. I think it's refreshing because they're often not on, which is nice. This is nice.
That's completely true, but yeah. I don't know, something, part of me, like, when I talk to people who aren't comedians, a part of me is just like, in my head, I'm just like, you don't know, man.
Like, you don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get it.
I don't like it when they try to, like, be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
just
yeah.
Just talk to me.
Yeah. We're normal people. Like, yeah. It's fine.
If normal people, if like, a muggle asks me to tell them a joke, I'm just like, you're fucked, man.
Yeah, that's the worst. Anyway, so, the reason I bring that up is because I'm getting to an age where a lot of my friends are getting married.
Mm.
And I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're ending your life. No, I'm not. I am a big supporter of marriage. And
your wife is like, don't be getting married in the world.
Did you realize how much pain this marriage has caused me?
Marriage is dope, by the way.
I had dreams in it. I had dreams and ambitions and marriage is dope.
Yeah, I think
me and Jermaine are both in the camp of get married.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, if it's right
if
for
it's
you.
Right.
If it's right for you. Some
and
people.
If it's right for you, and it's okay for me, get
married. Anyway, a really on. Shy carry parody
on.
Singer.
Carry on, carry on.
A really shy parody
singer. And I'm hopeful. Yes, Hex. I am.
So,
hopeful for 2 days.
Cutting to the chase. I haven't been invited to some of these weddings. Title of my mixtape. Mm. And it frustrates me. Because here's the thing.
What do you mean? Are they weddings that you feel like
they're weddings
you
that
know
I totally
the people well?
Expected to be invited to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't get invited. No.
Did your wife get invited?
No, that would have been very weird. But here's the thing. I totally understand that weddings are hard to organize.
Yeah.
And if we haven't talked in a few years, I get it. Mm. There are some people that might jump over me, right? You might form a better relationship with them over time.
Mm.
But it's still... The only time it's really frustrated me is when I invited you to my wedding.
Yeah.
If I didn't...
You scratched their back and they just left you hanging.
If I invite you to my wedding, but I feel like I should be invited to yours, but then you don't invite me, I'm kind of fine. I'm like, it's fine. It doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
But it's when I invited you... That's when it's like,
are sucks. They family?
No.
Oh, I was about to be like, that's a next level.
Nah, they're not family.
Right. Yeah, nah, I, if someone doesn't invite me to their wedding, I'm like, all goods, because it's hard.
Yeah, because you both have weddings.
We've both had weddings.
So you know how hard that is.
It is hard.
There's politics, family politics, which is
annoying.
Yeah,
there's so many layers.
And even then, and you can only invite a certain amount of people.
Mm.
So I'm just like... Yeah.
So you feel no...
Nah. Don't get me wrong. There's a little bit where I'm like, I thought I would have been invited to that, but I understand the struggle, so fine.
Both of you have been married before, so you understand how hard it is to organize a wedding. I have not had a wedding before, so I'm just going to try to find... Like, I'm trying to find a way to, like, relate. So I can just say, like, organizing laser tag is really fucking hard.
Yeah,
don't get invited to laser tag.
And when someone else has a laser tag thing and they don't invite me when I invite them to the last one, when I've, like, paid for everything in the day, bro... Fuck you.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
Do you know how hard it is to organize?
Fuck you, James.
Laser tag?
Fuck you and your comparison.
I'm listening.
I'm on board. I'm down with it.
You haven't been married, James.
No.
But are any of your friends getting married?
Yes, actually. Funny you say that. Two of my mates are having a wedding in March.
And are you invited to both?
No, two of my, like, they're both my friends, and they're getting married.
Oh, your friends are getting married.
Shout out Brennan
and
Cole.
So are you invited to that wedding?
I am invited to that wedding.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. I'm happy for you, man. I'm so happy for you.
If you guys got married now...
Me and Jermaine
would you
together?
Invite... Yeah. No. Would you invite the other two to your weddings?
You guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
What?
Invite yous.
Oh, cool.
Are you crazy?
Whoa.
If I was getting married now... I think you guys would have a part to play in the wedding. What are you, talking about?
What like groomsmen?
What do we do?
I'd make you guys my groomsmen.
Me and Charlotte, I mean...
What?
Yeah.
You're wild. I would not make you my groomsmen.
I would. You guys are my best comedy friends.
Are you being serious? You wouldn't?
I'm trying to... So the dudes that I did have as my groomsmen...
Yeah. I guess what I was saying, like, are we on par or more closer to you than those dudes?
You're closer to me now.
Yeah. That's what I mean, so now.
We're saying,
like,
the analogy is if you got married now.
Yeah, but I...
Come on, let me carry that ring, baby.
Nah, I have...
Oh, that's for kids, yeah. Eh?
I did go through... You know, like, they were part of my life when, you know, it was yeah, trying times.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And they were good friends for me then. And like, yeah. And so yeah, I have a connection with them no matter how long I'm away from
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
So it's one of those friends that even if you haven't seen them in ages, you see them and it's all the same. Like, it's the all love,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone got those. So. Day one.
I didn't.
Plus, they white. I don't want too brown a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers out here making my wedding too brown.
Yeah, yeah, like when you
come
put
on,
the
man,
ring,
diversify your wedding.
When you put the ring on each other, me and James are just like.
But if those two friends couldn't make it,
we'd be filling groups.
Yeah, you guys are the next.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take whatever I'm getting, man.
You guys are definitely the next behind my two friends.
Sick. How many groomsmen are you allowed? What's the quota?
As many as you want.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. You can get as many as you want and we're still substitutes? Or just add more to the team? Like, the only, like, if the LA Lakers could have as many players as they wanted, they'd just have so many players. But yeah, there's a cap.
You've got a point. You've got a point. Yeah. That's real. That's real. It's real talk.
You're like, if the two can't make it.
Yeah.
They're like LeBron and everyone else.
I ain't arguing with you. You're right. You got a point.
What about us, Pax? Would you make Jermaine and I?
Was Pax saying something? What were you talking about?
Oh, he's fucking hydrating.
I was saying. I was saying.
Wow, so refreshed, man.
So hydrated.
Wow.
Nah, I was saying I didn't have groomsmen and Twister didn't have.
Oh, you didn't have groomsmen?
No.
Wow.
We just had the people close to us say a few words.
Okay.
Right. And you guys, I would ask you guys to say a speech.
What?
Yeah, type five.
And it would be great.
Thank you guys for coming out, man. Is there anyone here from?
Because you guys would do a comedy one. And because back then, the person that I asked to give a speech was the dude who did the music for this, Sia, or SFT Beats.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because I lived with him for like 6 months, and we got really tight, and I would go to him, like, because when I was living with him, that's when I was getting to know Twister. Mm. So I would talk to him a lot about, like, the process of, because he was already married.
Yeah.
So he was quite close to me back then, and he still is. I still consider him one of my closest friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friends, even though we don't talk as much anymore.
Don't talk anymore.
Yeah, so he was. But I would, if it was now, I'd have him and you guys.
Mean.
Yeah.
And if I was to find someone, and if I was to find someone who I love enough to marry, I'd make you guys.
You don't love Nipsey enough to marry her?
Hell no. Yo, let's not put him on blast.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have.
Hold on, this
about...
is going to end with me proposing through via podcast. Because she listens. She subscribed to it and she listens.
Shout out
Nipsey.
I'm not going to lie. I have thought about James getting married and that being exciting for me.
Yeah, 100% y'all are both going to be groomsmen.
Because
right?
no one as close to me as James has gotten married yet. Other than family, not including family.
Yeah.
None of my friends who I consider as close as I feel to James has gotten married yet. So I haven't had that experience of being like, one of my closest friends is getting married, you know?
True.
So I'm excited. For me, not you. Me.
When my friend... both the friends that I asked to be...
Groomsmen.
Yeah. To be part of my wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of their wedding party at both their weddings.
Yeah.
My friend David, at his wedding, I was the best man for his wedding.
Yeah.
And so I did a speech. And it was... the worst.
Your speech?
But it was
your
terrible.
Speech was the worst?
Why? Why was it
so
the worst?
I thought I'd freestyle it.
Oh no.
Don't speak from your heart. That's just in the movies.
It was real bad. And I also, because I was living in Auckland at the time, I couldn't organize his like stag party.
Yeah.
So one of the other groomsmen, I was like, yo, could you do it? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, sweet, I'll do it. And he was excited about it, Aiden. He was excited about it, and he did it. And he did a really good job. It was really fun. It was really cool. And we had this gag that I was the worst best man ever, and Hayden was the guy who just hard out wanted to be the best man.
But because you were, you're like, yeah, it's fine, you can do it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. when he went up, he did a speech. It was yeah. like, does anyone else want to do a speech? And he stood up, and then me and David just looked at each other like, what do I want to be best man? But he also, when I did my speech, and then yeah. I sat down, David just leans over to me and goes, that was terrible.
Did it mess with you? Freestyle the speech?
Nah, I did it. I knew it was terrible.
Oh, right.
I knew it was bad.
You right. freestyled it.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, I'm the best man and I'm here to say.
Also, James, when you get
congrats
married.
Congrats to you on your wedding
when
day.
When you get married, yeah. you're going to have a traditional Gape Nation wedding. Not okay. a religion. Not a religion.
Okay.
Just what a traditional.
A traditional club wedding.
A traditional in a club wedding. In the club rooms.
Okay.
In the forest.
What would I wear?
All white.
Mm-hmm.
With a big gaping hole in your stomach.
So just like a Teletubby?
Yeah, like a Teletubby. There's a big hole in where your stomach is.
I think you mean like a hole through you, like the T-2000.
No. No.
Like the T-2000.
No, just a hole.
Okay.
Just a white gown with a hole where the stomach is.
Yep.
And
what would Nipsey wear if it was her?
She doesn't have to wear traditional Gape Nation garb.
Very progressive.
But she can if she wants
to. Gape Nation is fucking...
And if she wants to have a ceremony that isn't Gape Nation, we can have another ceremony outside of the Gape Nation ceremony.
That's really nice.
Yeah, but we need to just, you know...
Can I say...
As the Gape Guru, you must have a Gape Nation ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say, this is the best club I've ever been part of.
Yeah, me too, man. This is the best club I've ever led.
Mm.
And I've led many clubs.
What happened to the other clubs?
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
Shit happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I will do that, and I'm happy to do that, Master.
Yeah, thank you. See, Jermaine?
What?
It's nice.
Just see what?
Just take
regular club stuff.
Right, yeah. Oh, sorry, I just ignore your bullshit now. I just ignore this Gape Nation bullshit.
Whatever. Well, the listeners...
Sound like a true infidel. Anyway.
That sucks, Pax. Did you hit them up? Were you
Nah.
You just gotta take the high road,
I think,
right?
Hitting them up is a step too far for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You gotta put your pride aside and be like...
No, they don't listen.
Are you
to
sub-podcasting?
Yeah.
No. they don't listen to the podcast.
Damn.
Yeah. Someone who does listen to podcasts, who is my friend, did invite me to his wedding recently.
Oh.
So that made up for it.
Well, you've just said that none of my close friends have ever invited me to their wedding. So now you've just...
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're like no one of like as close as me. So
yeah,
like, so
I would say that this person isn't as close as you.
Oh, scandal.
I'm not, and
scandal.
I don't think he would think that that's outrageous. But we are good friends.
I think he's out there crying.
Hey, bro, if you disagree, email us at fdbromail@gmail.com.
Yeah. No, I don't think... I wonder if he even realizes talking about him.
I don't even know his name.
Yeah. I mean,
his name is Lee, goddammit.
It is Lee, actually.
Imagine.
Yeah. And that was gaping. With your
time for gaping, time for gaping. It's open and wide, and it's open and wide, and it's very wide and broad. It's dark inside.
Come on, jump in!
Don't be involved.
Gaping with Pax.
Don't be involved. That's the opposite of come on, jumped in. Don't be involved.
Were you doing that because we recorded the other one and that one's not as good as the other one we recorded?
Nah.
Are you engaging in the Gape Nation, Jermaine?
Feels like it.
I'm saying telling people not to.
He's invested.
Because you wish that it was the other one that your Gape Master did.
Look, listen.
Wow.
I am doing what is best for the podcast.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Why did you turn into Cardi B all of a sudden?
Okay.
Anyway, time for the third segment.
Let's go.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
We should
No, just stop there. I forgot what I'm talking about.
Nah, just stay again. That's too funny.
No, we gotta cut this out.
What do you mean?
I legitimately forgot. What is it?
Aren't you addicted to something or some shit?
Yeah, you're addicted.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Okay.
Okay. This week on This Is How We Do It, James is sitting here like, I'm going to keep this in.
I'm genuinely going
to
keep
like
this in.
He's like pretending.
It's too funny. If it was dry balls.
He's pretending to
take notes.
To take notes to cut it out later. But
I am keeping it in.
I support James,
you know what?
Why is this Shay Evans, right? Yeah,
I like that.
Their attitude.
Yeah, plus, attitude.
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back.
Okay.
Anyway.
He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
What have you got? What I was going to say was we should record This Is How We Do It, and then you just with Jermaine at the end.
No.
Please.
No, I'm not ruining it.
Oh.
What is it, Jermaine? What do you want?
Last year, 2018, I started drinking coffee pretty regularly.
Oh. How regular are we talking?
At least once a day.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Because okay. I just started feeling lethargic, started feeling tired quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pick me up.
Yeah, mainly because I'd work a lot, maybe long hours. And not just my day work, but I would, you know, do other things like gigs in the evening.
Night or work.
There was other kinds of work. What?
That's what Batman says. Not just my day work, but my night work. As the bat.
But other...
As the
always
as
had
the
other stuff going on. I was always quite busy, and so I started getting kind of... tired quite a lot. And
Had you ever had coffee before 2018?
A couple of times, but yes.
But not like regularly.
Nah, not
regularly. Okay.
Okay.
every now and then, before then when I would get a bit tired, I would get those like coffee milk drinks.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, the coffee,
the
iced coffee
Brothers
drinks.
Kind of shit.
Super Barista Bros.
Yeah, I drink that quite a lot now, but also when I was directing Only in Aotearoa, season 2, which comes out this year, Māori TV, give an eye out.
Yo.
When I was directing on that, they had a unit guy on set and he made coffees.
Yeah.
Every morning. Mm. And he would be like, Jermaine, do you want a coffee? And I'd be like, yeah.
A coffee machine, eh? Like an espresso or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'd legit, like, and he'd make it. And so every morning on that it was like 4 weeks, 3 days a week for over 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I'd have a coffee every morning.
And you got hooked.
Yeah, I've got hooked. And so now, like...
Is this another addiction segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Well, here's the thing. So most mornings, like if I'm working from home, often I'll boil the jug and have a coffee at home.
Yeah.
If I'm like driving, like when I drove here this morning, I stopped and bought like a iced coffee milk thing. And if someone offers to buy me like a flat white, I'm like, yeah. Or I'm out. Whatever. Anyway.
I've often noticed that if you feel low energy, you always have a Red Bull before we do a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So before, you like that pick me up vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Reese Matheson refers to it as fake enthusiasm.
You got a smile for these assholes.
Yeah. I sometimes drink energy drinks as well. Yeah.
Like so it's like caffeine.
I more
caffeine
do that
thing,
in the afternoon.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... And so... But sometimes I forget to have coffee.
What happens when that happens?
I think it's fine.
You're like, I think it's fine. I see like shapes and stuff. And I nearly pass out. I think it's fine.
I almost murdered someone.
Yeah. That's fine,
but
right?
It's fine.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether I'm addicted to coffee.
Mm.
Because... So I think when I do have a coffee... I feel normal straight away. Like I feel like, I'm fine straight away.
Yeah.
But if I don't have coffee, it takes me a couple hours to feel fine.
So it's just like a fast starter.
Yeah,
like
I think
like
that's
Flint.
What it is. But I guess that's the addictive part of it, right?
Yeah.
I cannot help you in this, Jermaine, mm-hmm. because I've never had a coffee in my life.
Really? You've never tasted it? You've tasted it?
Nope, never tasted
Why
it.
Really?
It
the tastes delicious.
Coffee. The smell of coffee makes me
the
sick.
The smell of tamari coffee.
Coffee. That's what I call tamari
coffee.
Coffee.
Tamari coffee.
Shout out to tamari coffee.
No, tamari coffee.
Tamari coffee.
I can't, like, the smell of it makes me feel. I hate the smell.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me feel sick.
I think it smells delicious.
I don't like it. So I've just never tried it because I'm repelled by it.
See, I'm the opposite because I think it smells and
repelled.
Tastes.
It physically...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't go near it?
Yeah.
It's like going to
coffee is max repel to me. It's a good Pokemon gag for those Pokemon fans out there.
I'm the opposite because I think it tastes and smells delicious.
Yeah.
But my body can't handle it.
What do you mean your body can't handle
it? Like,
what do
you mean? I have too much of it, I get anxious and I get
jittery.
You know, you've heard of like coffee jitters,
yeah.
But turned up to the max. Like, I get my heart palpitates.
Yo, you should see Twista on coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like rapping double time.
Yeah, she's like this. And you just have to leave her on the couch. Yeah. The kids are like, what's wrong with Twista? Right, just leave her. It'll
she's
wear off.
She's had a Nescafe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get mad anxious.
Right, so... Yeah, she doesn't get anxious, but she gets very, like, jittery and, like...
Yeah,
So that's why
I have to order half strength when I have a coffee.
Isn't that decaf?
No. Because you can have a little bit of a hit. Yeah. It's finding the right amount of caffeine to do what Jermaine says to kind of just kickstart
and
you.
And half strength what...
That's perfect for me. If I have a full one, I'll get, like, headaches.
So
what? Drink water and, like...
What does it go? So it goes normal?
Yeah.
Is there more than normal? Double?
Yeah, the usual is a double shot.
That's the
in
normal.
New Zealand, yeah. So if half strength is a single shot.
So what's
decaf? What's a flat white?
That's usually a double.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Is decaf no caffeine?
No caffeine at all.
So it's just like a drink.
Just the smell. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the taste. It's just for people who like the taste and smell of coffee but don't like the caffeine. Yeah.
Interesting.
AKA cowards.
Anyway, yeah.
Should I start?
Have a jam, bro.
Nah. I wonder whether I'm addicted to coffee or not.
Well, addiction is defined by if you... Webster's dictionary defines addiction. Like, so if you can't... So it depends on what your behavior is when you can't have that thing. Like, what's your... Do you often depend on it? Are you like, if you don't have it, are you like, my day's ruined? Like, I...
No.
Or do you find it hard, though?
I don't know, man.
It sounds like you're not addicted. It sounds fine.
It sounds like you just have a healthy relationship with it. If anything.
We hash it out if we have problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you can really talk to it if you really need to.
Well.
No, I don't, like, look.
I've always wondered, because I have two kids.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, we get it. You have two kids.
And I find myself...
The first time he's mentioned it.
Yeah, he's mentioned it.
Oh, no, it's untrue.
So are you mad about it as well?
You didn't brag about it.
Are you mad?
What? Yeah, mad.
I'm furious.
Yeah, furious.
So I feel lethargic during the day a lot as well.
Yeah.
I find myself like, it hits like 2 o'clock and I'm done.
Yeah.
So I have contemplated trying to get...
Yeah, that's going to help.
No, my body
maybe the solution to this is getting and quitting coffee and getting one of those machines that PAX has that tells you if your fucking body's made out of dry sandwood or whatever.
Yeah, I think it is. I think my body is made out of dry sandwood. That's not even a wood, and my body's made out of dry sandwood.
Yeah, I go through fluctuations in drinking water. Like if I have if I'm working somewhere, when I'm
in a mill
at an office or whatever, and I have the water bottle on my desk next to me, I'll drink water all day.
That's the thing. That's why I have a bottle, because it just makes you drink.
I reckon that helps. Do you find that helps? Do you feel like refreshed?
Yeah, but I have to
like,
see it. It has to be there
to believe
in front
it.
Of me.
I have to see it.
Like otherwise, I forget.
It's just it has to be accessible, right?
Like, it has to be just right there.
Yeah.
Maybe. What? You could try not drinking coffee and doing what PAX are doing and getting a drink bottle and carrying it with you everywhere you go. Maybe you could get like a, you know how you get people with their wallets are like on a chain? Like a drink bottle chain for your jeans.
Imagine Jermaine walking around with a drink bottle chain.
Or maybe you could get fucked.
Oh, this is classic Jermaine. Brings a problem. We say a solution. I'm fine.
I don't have a problem.
I'm all good.
Get fucked, man.
Shit happens, right?
I'm all good, bro.
Don't worry about it.
All good.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Just feels a little bit backed into a corner and ends the segment. Just ends the segment. He's like, these guys are trying to give me a little bit of advice. You know what? I'm ending the segment. Oh, my God. Bring your issues here anyway, then.
Oh my God. Alright, this is the end of the episode.
I've been here. Lingering vibes?
Hey, my lingering vibe is.
Oh, shit happens, right?
That's very, very topical for your segment this week.
James, what's your lingering vibe?
I think we can all afford to listen more. So put your fucking phones down, look up, smell the air, smoke the weed, I don't know where that went. We just listen.
Yeah.
Pets, what's your lingering vibe?
Stay hydrated out there, people.
Mm.
Jump in a lake.
Dry yourself Lay out in the sun.
Dry yourself up for a week. Jump in a lake. Get hydrated.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hit us up if you want to talk to us, fdbromail@gmail.com or on Facebook, Frickin' Dangerous Bro. Also, we're on Instagram.
Yep,
Frickin' Dangerous Bro.
And just on our Twitters
and
as well.
And our personal things.
If you're listening to it on iTunes, even if you're not listening to it on iTunes, go to iTunes.
Rate us.
And rate us. And then
leave a review as well.
If you like this podcast and you listen to it, the Gate Master is asking you as a favor, as a favor. Go and tell.
As a gape favor.
That was sitting right there.
Yeah.
I could have taken
it. That's right. You went for the extreme combination.
Yeah. It didn't work. Yeah. Go and tell a friend.
Yeah.
Share this with someone because that helps us out a lot.
And if you're. Don't listen to David Dallas. Huh? The motherfucker's out here saying he don't rate that. All right, rate that.
Yeah.
Oh, rate that. Oh, definitely rate that.
Yeah, David Dallas.
Yeah, this is my is David Dallas' version of the song. Yeah, I rate that. Yeah, I really rate that.
I rate that podcast.
I saw a freaking Dangerous Bro Show in the festival last year, and I rate that.
Thanks for listening, guys.
And I rate that. Music by SFD Beats. Shout out to you guys for listening.
Am I the one to say bye?
I don't know. You should.
Yeah, I should say bye.
Assholes.
Bye. Bye, assholes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.